5 FWI listening.
A5 FWI, W5 MPY.
Go ahead, Ron, what's happening?
Are you ready to get real wet?
Yeah, got another storm coming this way. Who would have imagined all this rain?
Yeah, looks like it's going to dump a lot of rain.
Yeah, it looks like that hail core in it is going south of us, so that's a lucky day. Some nice rain showers earlier today, though.
Yeah, let's see. 24-hour rain tall. I'm watching Channel 7 right now. They said 0.38 for a 24-hour period. Well, that's getting ready to change.
What was the measurement?
They took it off the Mesonet. The 24-hour rain total was 0.38.
Ron?
Yes.
NOAA radio is working, but somehow the NOAA radio on the 895 went down.
Oh, I'm in the living room watching Channel 7 at the moment.
You know something. One of the forms of emergency stuff.
Hey, my rain gauge shows 2 inches of rain.
I'm showing 0.64.
Did you empty that gauge
for today? During all that rain, it was pouring here. So obviously, we got a different part of the storm than you got out there.
Yeah, my rain gauge is on a pole of about 25 feet.
Oh, that definitely makes it inaccurate. You shouldn't go more than 20 feet.
Kids.
It's probably off by 2 inches of rain being up that extra 5 feet.
You never know.
Come on, Ron, you're no fun tonight.
Ask Ron if he went and got his rowboat yet.
Purchase a rowboat?
Did you know we're in a tornado watch till 2 a.m.? I think it's 2 a.m.
That one.
Did what?
I have not heard that warning.
Well, there you go. It's a watch, not a warning. Warning is something's there. I'm looking at this system that's about to whack us. I don't think nothing stood up as Skywarn yet, but it's going to be a lot of water coming at us here in about 10 minutes.
Well, I know the difference between a watch and a warning. I misspoke. But no, I hadn't heard that warning. So yeah, got to finish cleaning up my tools from working on my wife's car today and get it closed up and get in the house.
Yeah, you're right. You missed the warning because there was no warning. There's a watch.
Warning, tornado warning.
Ow.
Tight rotation is bearing on a lusty right now.
At least the sheriff's department got it out quick. Did the okay first come up for you?
KC5 FM mobile, listening.
KC5 FM, W5IRH is headed south on 283.
What's your destination?
Far enough south. Probably Nine Mile Hill or Elmer Store.
Okay. KC5 FM mobile.
N5VX, W5IRH.
W5IRH from KC5 FM mobile.
I thought he was in front of a computer. I was just checking. I was going to see what he thought about Nine Mile Hill.
KC5 FM mobile's out of the truck.
David, it looks like that tornado warning covers from south, well, from Altus all the way down to the bridge down south.
It does look like it's starting to dive south a little bit.
N5EXW5MPY. We're getting ready to go to the cellar.
Okay. I'm not copying you.
Need me down there.
Now, the tornado sirens are going to be sounding in Altus. They'll be on a 3-minute timer. You'll hear 3 minutes of tornado sirens. Over.
Okay. Copy that. Do you need me at the EOC?
Yes, W5RH, are you available?
Okay, if you decide to move at all, tell me that you're moving.
moving, but I'd rather you stay put right where you are at this time. Is that all right? WX5 ASA. The tornado warning will expect until 10:15 p.m. for southeastern Jackson and west central Tillman counties. Severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 1 mile west of Olustee, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Hazard is a tornado with golf ball size hail. This is radar indicated rotation.
W5 ASA, W5 IRH.
I'm at a beacon right now. There is a foot of water on the road, and cars are coming into it at 70 miles an hour. And there's a car in the ditch. A car in the ditch.
Please.
Honestly, don't know. Stand by. I'll look. Try to look at my GPS. I'll beacon a fresh beacon, but I have no idea. It's 4 or 5 miles, probably north of 9 Mile Hill.
We lost your APRS signature, so go ahead and send a beacon. I'll see if I can pick it up.
Okay, I sent a beacon your way.
I don't know if there's any injuries with that car that's in the ditch.
Well, I could drive back through the river and try to get to the car. Stand by.
Please don't do that. So you're about 4 or 5 north of 5 on 283. Let them know here.
Out at the transmitter site. 304 Alpha Sand Lawton has been off the air for the afternoon. That was announced about 1400.
Was getting radio transmissions and alerts during this. It is now out again.
Andrew, instruction, WX5ASA.
Okie dokie, just letting you know. F5S.
KG5FWI, W5MPY.
How was that time in the shelter?
Just wanted to let somebody know that we were out of the cellar and back in the house.
Roger that. Yeah, we were out of ours quite a while ago. So we all skated by on this one.
I had a sailor and stepped into a lake.
In the cellar or out of the cellar?
Out of the cellar, right in front of the cellar. It's about, it's at least 4 inches deep there, and you sink into the mud, and the rest of the place looks like a lake.
We got quite a bit of rain out of the storm. We got some pea-sized hail occasionally, but other than that, just some heavy rain, which is a good thing.
They still running form on that?
Not that I know of. Dave's back in town, too, so I think the net's clear, unless somebody wants to correct me.
FYI, W5IRH has 1.45 inches in the rain gauge. W5IRH.
W5MPY, we had 0.8 before we went to the cellar, and now we got 1.87, so we picked up just a touch over